It took a little while to calm Hermione down. When at last she had regained a grip on herself, she, Harry, and Ron went back to the castle. Ron was still slightly inclined to laugh at Hermione's boggart, but an argument was averted by the sight that met them on the top of the steps. Cornelius Fudge, sweating slightly in his pin-striped cloak, was standing there, staring out at the grounds. He started at the sight of Harry.
"Hello there, Harry," he said. "Just had an exam, I expect. Nearly finished?"
"Yes," said Harry. Hermione and Ron, not being on speaking terms with the Minister for Magic, hovered awkwardly in the background.
"Lovely day," said Fudge, casting an eye over the lake. "Pity, pity."
He sighed deeply and looked down at Harry.
"I'm here on an unpleasant mission, Harry. The Committee for the Disposal of Dangerous Creatures required a witness to the execution of a mad hippogriff. As I needed to visit Hogwarts to check on the black situation, I was asked to step in."
"Does that mean the appeal's already happened?" Ron interrupted, stepping forwards.
"No, no, it's scheduled for this afternoon,"
said Fudge, looking curiously at Ron.
"Then you might not have to witness an execution at all," said Ron, stoutly. "The hippogriff might get off."